Welcome back to another edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. I'm Adam Gobb. Today on the show, we've got Danette Dye with the City of Gastonia, who's going to be talking to us about a housing event coming up here in April that you're going to want to know about, whether you're working in the housing industry or whether you just care about fair housing practices in Gaston County. The fourth annual Gaston Max is right around the corner. Come to downtown Gastonia on Saturday, March 23rd to enjoy live music performances, games for kids, interactive art experiences, and much more. Furia Tropical returns from 2023 to cap off a day full of musical performances, including Greensboro's Colin Cutler, Nashville recording artist Stacey Antonell, and Gaston County's very own big band group, the Stardusters. Parking and admission is completely free. Welcome back into another edition of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. I'm Adam Gobb. Today on the show, we're talking with Danette Dye, who is the Director of Housing and Community Engagement for the City of Gastonia. Danette, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking today a little bit about the housing event that the city is doing coming up in April, correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that event and what people can expect from that.
Okay. So yes, we're excited about the event. It is a fair housing event series. The theme of the event is There's No Place Like Home. So as you're aware, fair housing, it's in its 56th year of commemoration of the Title VIII Act of the Civil Rights Act of 1968. And that prohibits discrimination in housing as it relates to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, and family status. And so the goal overall in Gaston County across the nation, there's still instances where there are violations that are occurring, especially with the limited housing supply that we have available. It makes it more challenging for those individuals that are in need of assistance. So the fair is a great opportunity to bring together both housing professionals, the community at large, businesses, local governments, to be able to engage on the topic, to learn more about the topic, and where do we go from here? How can we help our community? So this event will take place in April, the month that commemorates Fair Housing Month, and it's exciting. So on April the 11th, on Thursday, we'll be at the Johan Newcomb Center, the Habitat for Humanity Event Center, at 10 a.m. That's the first part of the series. It will be a housing forum, and we have some exciting speakers that are lined up for the event. We have our North Carolina HUD Field Office Director, Lorenzo Claxton. He will be there. He'll be talking in terms of fair housing, the state of fair housing. What are the current trends? What does it look like across the nation, and how it impacts our area directly? So we're very pleased that we were able to secure him for the event. We'll also have Kentia Smith. She's the Executive Director for the North Carolina Housing Foundation, and she'll talk about fair housing from a disability perspective, lending more on how disability plays into fair housing rights and things that we can look for as well, too. We also have Minerva Mims. She is the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer for the North Carolina Real Estate Commission, and she'll be talking and speaking about from the North Carolina Real Estate Commission perspective, how DEI plays into it, and some other fair housing topics as well, too. And then we're also happy to invite as well, or have as a presenter, the Gaston-Lincoln-Cleveland Continuum of Care. The lead agency is HealthNet Gaston, and the executive director, Crystal Walls, will be there, along with their consultant, Carson Dean. And they'll be outlaying and rolling out the strategic plan that's been recently implemented, what that will look like for our community, and how we'll go forward in addressing, it's better to say, the unhoused or homeless individuals within our community. So at the end of the event, we'll have more or less a question and answer session to allow guests or participants to be able to take in the information, engage, and talk on that. On the same day, on April the 11th at 1:30, there is an educational component on bias override. And this event is in collaboration with the Gaston Association of Realtors. So we're very excited that they have agreed to engage and work with us on putting on this event as well, too. But I'll talk more about that at the end.
Sure.
But the second part of the event at 1:30 will be the bias override, and that is open to all individuals that choose to participate. For those individuals that are licensed by the North Carolina Real Estate Commission, they would have to attend the full event to receive the continuing education credit.
Okay.
But what it allows the opportunity for individuals to do is to kind of look in the mirror at themselves and look at how the biases that they may have may impact individuals in being able to obtain fair housing or their fair housing choice, violating their fair housing choice. So it will digress and look at that. There's an instructor from the North Carolina Real Estate Commission that will be there that will lead everyone through that course. So we're excited about that as well, too. And then on Saturday, the third part of the event will be a community resource fair, and that is open to all individuals. That will be held at Rankin Lake Park from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will have various informational sessions beginning at 10:30 each hour. We'll have the North Carolina Human Relations Commission's there. They will talk about a lot of the hot button topics in relation to fair housing and how individuals can address those and what actions they would need to take there. We'll also have our staff available that will talk about our direct homeownership assistance program, where we provide up to $7,500 that goes towards down payment and closing costs for those that are wanting to purchase a home.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll also have our staff there to talk about our housing rehabilitation program. A lot of people don't think about it, but, you know, housing as well is important to keep those stable that are already in housing that is affordable.
Yep.
So we'll talk about the services that we're able to provide to the residents of the city of Gastonia that are interested in that program as well, too. We'll have registration is actually going on now for both events. So we're looking for vendors that would be interested that have either housing or housing related services.
Okay.
Will be established in the clubhouse there at Rankin Lake. We'll also have children activities on site for those that have children there. We have vendors that will be coming by. Ram's Kitchen will be one of the vendors there. We also have an additional vendor that will sell beverages there as well, too.
Okay.
We have the story walk. And so we actually have a story in place that relates to fair housing. It's called Strictly No Elephants by Lisa Machiv. It'll be there along the lake. So families are encouraged to walk around and look at that. We have some fair housing facts as well, too. And the overall purpose is to kind of engage everyone and start them to have those discussions about what is fair housing, how does it impact me or my family or someone that I know, and what actions or steps can we take to better educate our community so it makes it a better housing choice opportunity for everyone.
You talked at the before we started recording about the fact that you've been with the city for over three decades. How much of fair housing has improved? How much of it has changed in that time?
So there, just like with anything else, there are some improvements that you see, but then also there are periods sometimes where there's not as much movement. So I can say during COVID, there was not a lot of opportunity to educate.
Sure.
So that was pretty much a stagnant period where we weren't able to do a whole lot. There has been some change, but as populations change, as people move into the area or move out, age out of maybe you have new rental property owners, you know, it's a continual process. So
sure.
I don't think it's something that will ever go away. And that's something that we'll have to continually address to make sure that it is an opportunity for everyone.
What are some of the biggest challenges that maybe you encounter that you see in terms of making sure that everybody has access to housing on an equal basis?
Some of the challenges in regards to that. So one is individuals in terms of fair housing, if you're speaking of that.
Yes.
A lot of individuals are somewhat apathetic and feel like, well, it's not going to make a difference if I report anything or not. So those cases you don't know of, and that is kind of disheartening because you can't enforce or better educate individuals or work through processes if you don't have that information there and there it's not being reported. The other one is lack of knowledge. So within a community, you may have various segments of the population that may not even be aware of fair housing or may be afraid to report that. So, you know, there's quite a few obstacles lying there that we hope that maybe this event will help to better bring awareness to and be able to address better.
I know one of the big topics, and obviously not just here in Gaston County, but really across the country of late, has just been access to affordable housing. And I mean, how much of that plays into this?
It has a huge role into it. So, you know, currently within our community, just like across the U.S., there is a lack of affordable housing. And when you look at that, it's an even greater challenge for those that are low or moderate income means, because right. That means there's less opportunity available for them there. Our goal is to kind of alleviate that. We have some things in play right now. Gastonia completed its affordable housing plan. Mm-hmm. It was a year-long study. We just completed that in November of 23. It was approved by our council, and it's an actual 8-step plan. So it allows us some, there were some 8 recommendations that the consultant looked at through various walking tours, steering committee. There were focus groups. So there was a lot of input that went into it, along with some statistical data, and that's how we derive those 8 steps.
Okay.
So some of the things that we're already doing, some of the recommendations, things that we're already doing. So one, to give you an example, is the homeowner housing rehabilitation program. That's a program that we have in effect, and that's very effective in, again, keeping those individuals that have homes and keeping them in affordable homes and making it sustainable. There are already efforts in our community to develop a one-stop shop where there is one location for housing resources that individuals can actually go to, as opposed to going through different agencies all throughout the county and going in a circle, and it gets frustrating, and we're understanding of that. So there are some steps that we have in place, but there are other things that we can work towards that it will get in place. But I think a large part of what we're doing, it has to be a community effort and not just a local government effort, if you
right.
will. And I think that comes through education of the community as well, too. So there are other things that we can put in play, such as looking at housing trust funds, land trust. There are a number of things that are going to take time to be able to culminate and put together to be able to make sure that we have a greater opportunity for affordable housing stock.
Well, I want to hit on something that you just mentioned. You know, it's not just a government effort. And off the top, you were talking about all the different partnerships you have with Continuum of Care, working with the Realtors Association. How critical is that to be able to make those relationships and strengthen those relationships to be able to do the work that you do?
I think it's critical. A lot of times individuals kind of get in their own little silos and work and think, how can we address this issue? But it's going to have to be a collaborative effort of all those organizations coming together and saying, this is the resource that we have and this is what we have. And looking at how we can put those things together to make the best effort to create opportunities for individuals.
For the event coming up in April, who should attend? I mean, what is your target audience? Is it more based on folks that are going to be helping in terms of like maybe realtors or people that are working in the industry? Is it people just generally in the community? Is it kind of all of the above?
It's all of the above, because I think just as we were talking about, it takes all of the above to come up with solutions to move forward. So yes, we do want citizens there. If they're interested and want to come out to the forum, we definitely welcome that.
Mm-hmm.
Housing professionals, real estate professionals, lenders, local government leaders, nonprofits, business leaders. I think everyone should have a seat at the table to be able to look at the issue holistically and be able to come up with viable solutions for that.
You talked about a couple of different programs, the Direct Homeowners Assistance Program and the Housing Rehabilitation Program. Can you talk a little bit more about those two different programs and kind of what they do for folks here in the community?
Sure. So our Direct Homeownership Assistance, or Homebuyers Assistance Program, provides down payment and closing cost assistance for residents within Gaston County that meet the income criteria.
Okay.
What we do is actually individuals would complete an application. We are actually a HUD-approved housing counseling agency as well, too. So for individuals that maybe on the line or not really sure if they're eligible, we always encourage them to come in and talk to us, sit down. You're not going to know where you need to go until you assess where you currently are. And we're able
right.
to help to have licensed counselors on staff to be able to do that. With that program, it's a requirement for a homebuyer education course, which we cover the homebuyers program purchase from start to finish, and looking at lenders and realtors and what is a home inspection, why should I even have one, all the way down to budgeting and financing and looking at, you know, what is your goal and determining what can you actually afford and what's reasonable and prudent for that. So we're excited about that program. The market has changed a little bit, so it's not a lot of demand on the program right now because of the expense of housing. But we always encourage individuals to come in and talk with us, fill in an application, at least get started on the process. Even if they're not able to purchase a home, I feel like it's a good educational tool to be able to just assess your finances as well to
Certainly.
Make better educational or better decisions in your purchase, whether it's purchase or rental. Our homeowner rehab program, it is limited to the residents of the city of Gastonia. We are able to, again, it's by application. We have individuals that will come out and assess the home. So you basically would list what you think the items that need to be repaired. But of course, we'd have an inspector to come out and take a look at the home. From there, if it is qualified for the individual and the property, then we're able to proceed with going through and making those repairs. And that goes up to $25,000.
Oh, well. And a lot of that is basically safety based, right? So it's not like, oh, I'm going to use this to put in a pool in the backyard. It's,
right.
Hey, my roof is in disrepair and I can't afford to do it. And if I can't fix it, it means I've got to move. And without this program, I would basically be out of a home sort of thing.
Correct. Valid. Very great point. So it is for operating systems primarily, not for any type of renovation. I just want a new living room and
right.
I want it redesigned. But
right.
we look at roof, floor, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. If there are trees that are going to impede the house or cause substantial damage, then we can look at those items as well, too.
And, you know, for a lot of folks that are on maybe a fixed income or just, you know, are on the lower income side of things, I mean, that program can be a real lifesaver for them.
Absolutely. It can be the difference between an individual being able to stay in a home that's safe and affordable or having to move to something that may not be.
Looking across the course of your career, what are some of the things that you've had a chance to work on that you've been the most proud of in your role with the city?
I don't know. It's diverse. And I think in any role that I've had with the city, I think the ability to be able to help individuals and empower them to be able to help themselves has been the most rewarding. In this department, you get more one-on-one time with individuals. And a lot of times people will share things with you. And I think just having a listening ear to be able, number one, sometimes people just want to be heard.
Sure.
First. But just being able to help those individuals to reach their, attain their goals has been one of the most rewarding things.
Anything else about the event coming up in April that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention?
Yes. So I wanted to mention our partners. Again, Gaston Association of Realtors is one of the partners that is partnering in the event. I have to hugely thank Jenny Hackett. She's been very refreshing and instrumental in getting a lot of things done with her and her team, Lisa Burris and Nancy Acipator. Our housing and community engagement department staff, I really have to give a great kudos to them. Without them, this event would not be possible. They've been working on registrations and coordination and logistics of the event that, you know, a lot of people don't think about that
sure.
goes into event. It takes a lot. And then, of course, our DEI coordinator, Sharice Jazar, she's very instrumental in working on the event as well, too. And I have to give a huge thanks to our marketing and communications director, Mary Elliott, and her team. They've been very instrumental in helping us to market the event and just get the word out to the public.
Absolutely. And if people want more information, if they want to learn more about what's going to be happening at the event, or if they want to sign up, where should they go?
So, yes, if you will visit the City of Gastonia website, that's gastonianc.gov. If you will go to the Housing and Community Engagement Department and the Fair Housing tab, there you'll find the registration information. You can also visit the Gaston Association of Realtors website. There you'll see the link as well, too. So both websites have links and resources to the other site. So it should be readily available, or just Google that information and it should pop up.
Awesome. So some great information from Danette and I at the City of Gastonia. We're talking about the housing event that's going to be happening the second week of April. I believe you said April 11th through the 13th?
Correct.
And like she said, more information, you can go to the City of Gastonia's website to get more information or to register. Danette, thanks so much for taking the time, coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, if you're listening to this, you're already a savvy citizen. But are you looking to know more about what's happening around Gaston County? From important meetings to key dates to intriguing events, we've got it all. Check out our 6 things to start your week, publishing every Monday on GastonGov.com and Gaston County Government's social media channels. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. It's produced by the Gaston County Communications Office with hosts Janet Schaefer, D'Andrea Bradley, Elizabeth McGee, and Adam Gobb. Joshua Braswell serves as executive producer, and Gavin Stewart serves as field reporter and producer. Please like us and share reviews on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcasts.